Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 536. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan Walt.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's a brisk, like 40 degrees outside.
Yeah, I know. What happened to this hot weather?
I thought summer was here.
Mm-hmm.
Monday, this is a Sunday. Monday, tomorrow, freeze warning.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yep. Put away the short shorts, the flip-flops, and the tank.
Mm-hmm.
Break out the puffy coat again.
See, I still remember years ago, it was when I was working in the mall at the shoe store. It snowed on my birthday in May.
Hmm.
I didn't stick real hard, but it snowed.
Yeah, I would classify that as unacceptable.
Yeah.
And I hope the weather lords are listening.
Mm-hmm.
The weather gods. No. Yeah. No snow.
Yeah, because I've already put up all my winter stuff.
Now, do you have, like, winter attire?
Mm-hmm.
And you, so, when you say you put it up, like, it's out of rotation now.
Yeah.
It's gone.
It's packed up in a tote downstairs.
And so, when winter comes back around, summer goes into tote, winter comes out.
Yep.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah, so I have shorts, because I don't have a lot of room to store stuff, so I have shorts. Mm-hmm. That I wear during the summertime that was get put away. Some t-shirts here and there that are a little bit lighter weight get put away. And then workout shorts, same. I keep those year-round. But then for winter stuff, it's like bigger jackets, hoodies, like hats, gloves, face stuff, long pants to wear outside, like workout pants.
Now, the shorts for working out, you're wearing like a cotton blend above the knee? Shorty short, showing off the bulge?
No, just like tight basketball. Really nice, you got, tight. You can see the packet. No, just loose basketball shorts or running shorts.
I've transitioned to exclusively wearing golf shorts now. Mm-hmm. If I go out. Like if I'm going to wear shorts out of the house, they're golf shorts.
Golf shorts.
Yeah. Pretty much any time I look like I'm about to play a round of 18, no matter what. I enjoy dressing like a golfer while not being one. they're also somehow triple the price of any other short that you could buy, so I appreciate that about them too.
Yeah, no, I'm more of a khaki short guy. Yeah. I was a jorts guy.
Yeah, I remember you wore jorts for the longest time.
Yeah,
you wore jorts even when it wasn't cool to wear them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish you'd never given up on the dream.
No, I still have a pair,
but you don't wear them. I haven't seen you in them forever.
No,
I don't think they're very comfortable. It was an odd choice. Because no one goes to the jort for comfort. Because denim's not comfortable.
No. But I wear denim, but jean shorts, jorts all the time.
Would you do jorts with a denim jacket?
No, I hate denim jackets.
That'd be a sweet look, though.
No. My wife just bought another damn denim jacket. And I'm ready. I was ready to. She was going to UPS, and I told her, and I was like, hey, do you want me to get a box to put the jacket in this thing and send it back? And she's like, no, I'm keeping it.
She's just living her best life in the denim, and you're shooting her down, but you're a jort guy, so that's totally unfair.
No, but not a denim jacket guy.
Would you work out in a pair of jorts? That'd be a statement, too.
Would I? Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a statement. Like, you don't care about your thighs or anything. Just rubbing together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. The golf stuff is comfortable to me. It's like flowy. It's light. It's always made out of good material. That's like moisture wicking. I don't know. I'm trying to dress like an old man already.
So you're gonna be wearing the polo shirt, and then you have the little support, the little kangaroo hat.
Yeah, I might.
Kangaroo hat.
I want to. Yeah, I played golf when I was younger, and then me and friend of the show Marshall 205 wanted to get back into. Well, I wanted to start playing golf again,
mm-hmm.
and he wanted to play. But I'm just at a different point in my life. Like, so he's like, let's go to the range, let's hit some balls, and let's go play, you know, 9 or 18. I'm like, or we'll go to the range, we'll hit some balls. I'll get a instructor, right? I'll get a golf pro to teach me how to play because I haven't played in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I'm adequate, not even good, just adequate, once I can play again, we'll play. And he was like, let's just go figure it out. I think I'm past the figuring it out age. Like, let me see if I can even do it. Get a golf pro. I was like, we can go through lessons together.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I'm good. I could play 18. I'm like, anyone can play 18. I shouldn't, though.
When's the last time you played?
Okay, so him and I went to the driving range, but the last time I played was easily 15 years ago.
Ooh.
Yeah, like I shouldn't be playing.
It was last October.
Yeah, and I've got shitty clubs. And so I'm like, let me go out. Let me do some lessons with my shitty clubs. Mm-hmm. Let me get comfortable. Then let me buy a mid-tier set of clubs that I can play with for the rest of my life.
Oh, no, me and my brother and my friend, we all just went and we just used my brother's clubs and just took turns.
Yeah. So I would like to get into golf. It's so expensive, though.
It is. But and I suck so bad, but I don't mind being out there playing just to play.
Now, would you take it? Would you get serious about it ever?
No.
You don't. So let's say we started playing and you were like, yeah, I'll get into it too. You still would never like commit to get better, to learn.
I would go for the experience. Just like bowling. Like I like going bowling, but I don't want to get, I'm not trying to be a pro at it or.
Yeah.
I just like to go bowling.
Yeah.
Or just go playing golf.
What if we were good and you were just absolutely terrible? There's no party that'd be like, man, maybe I should hit a couple balls and get a little better.
No.
I mean, I'll never be good, but you know what I mean. I used to be below average, and now I'm worse than that, so.
No, I got to the point of, like, when I was younger, like, there's always going to be people better than you, no matter how hard you try.
What about disc golf?
I've never played it.
Is that something you would take serious?
No.
I played it one time with friend of the show, Marshall 205, and we had a lot of fun. There's a free course in Hopkinsville that we went and played.
I've taken three sports seriously my whole life. And I got humbled on all of them. And it really just was like, okay, no matter how hard I try, I'm not going to be good.
What about pool?
No, I'll play, but I'm not good at that.
There's nothing I could think of that you would just take serious at your age.
At my age right now? No.
Yeah.
No sport.
What about horseshoes?
No.
Cornhole.
Oh, hell no.
The cornhole's a man's sport. You could get into that.
That was Dan's sport.
Yeah, but how good would it be to get better and then go beat Dan's ass?
No. even if I tried right now, I don't think I'd beat Dan.
I need somebody in the middle of you and Howard, because he cares too much. He's pro in everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't care enough.
Well, see, that means when I went through, that means you're guaranteed to beat me for sure.
Which I like that. I like you bring somebody with you, a ringer.
Mm-hmm. That'll every now and then hit a one good shot or get something. It's like, oh, shoot.
So let me ask you this, though. So when you hit that one good shot and you feel it in your loins, in your balls, that doesn't do anything for you?
No, it does.
But not enough that you're like, I want to feel this every time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I'm like the same thing with the gaming. Like I like playing, like Call of Duty or those games. But I'm not going to spend times and time again trying to learn like what these people learn, like the maps and learn what triggers does what and this and that. I just want to play.
Now I have accepted the fact that I'll never be like good at any game. Mm-hmm. There's a better chance that I take up horseshoes and become good at that than I like become good at whatever, a Call of Duty or a. Whatever, a racing game or what, like, it's not going to happen.
Right.
I think you could be like competitive, but like top tier. I mean, I've been playing Rocket League for 24 years and we're like middle tier where we can get to like diamond. Mm-hmm. I'm like a diamond three right now. It's the highest I've been. After 214 years of playing. So like, I'm not going to get better at that because I don't practice. I just play. I don't give the time it takes to develop new skills. I don't try new things. I'm just comfortable with my level and I just stay at it.
Do you see a level difference when you're playing against the higher tier people? Are you?
Yeah, it gets real obvious when you play out of your tier. Like, so we'll do really good. And then you can tell the game's like, all right, well, let's give somebody a little tougher. And then we get just our teeth kicked in for two or three matches. And then it bumps us back down to the scrubs we were playing with and we're good again. So I think we're very adequately placed.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't think I'll ever just get a game and be top tier. like top tier. Now, we were really good at Wreckfest, but I assume that there is a group of people out there that would just drag us in Wreckfest.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Even at our prime. We won all the time, but we never got in there with the people who were just lights out.
Mm-hmm.
There's always somebody better, and there's always someone who can contribute more time. And, you know, I like to play different things too. So that's probably part of the problem.
Yeah. There's an police officer that we work with. He plays Call of Duty like crazy, and he's got like, he'll show his like win list and his kill to death ratio. It's like crazy. And he said Call of Duty's like emailed him and sent him like free stuff to try to get him to come on teams. He's been invited to like all those top level teams. He's always showing people the emails, and he's just like, I just want to play. I'm not trying to compete or nothing, but he's always getting number one victories. And
now, and do you want to hear a heartwarming story that happened to me this week?
Yeah, sure.
It partially contains work, so I'm going to edit it for clarity here. But I go to people's houses for work, and I was in a house for work, and their kid was playing Fall Guys on the TV in the living room. And so I was watching him play, and I said, I don't know, I was trying to be encouraging. I'm like, you're going to win this one. You know, he's running up front, and I was like, you're going to win this one. And he ends up not even qualifying, and he got upset. He's a small kid, so he's probably like 6. I can't tell. He might have been 32. Like, I can't tell with kids.
32.
He might have been a grown ass man.
Hezbollah.
Yeah. I think he was 6, 7, something like that. Anyway. And he got upset, and his dad was like, well, we'll try again later, bud. And his dad was telling me later on, he was like, man, he just wants to win so bad. He's never won. We've been trying. We just can't do it. He said, I'm not good enough at games. And so I talked to them for a while. They're good people, and I was getting ready to leave, and he was playing. And I told him about a way to do something on there, and the dad was like, oh, do you play Fall Guys? I'm like, I have. He said, you want to give it a go? And so I get all the way to the finals, and right before, I was for sure going to always win because I stepped up in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So I play, it's like 4 rounds or whatever. We get all the way to the very end, and right before I win, I gave the controller back to the kid, and he got his first win.
Oh.
And also, I never thought I would play Fall Guys in a work situation.
Right.
But that kid hugged me.
Oh.
And I'm not a big kid guy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it seemed like all that training just paid off.
Were you standing up or did you sit down?
No, I stood up and at an angle, like, towards the door. Like, I never got comfortable.
Because
I would have had to, like, move the chair, take my pants off, you know.
kicked your shoes off.
Yeah, take one sock off. No, I stayed at an angle with my backpack on.
Damn.
One strap, cool kid style.
Mm-hmm.
Like ready to leave and dominated. I think because he was bad, I think it does place you based on skill level somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
I dominated those other people. Uh-oh, watch out.
Amber alert.
Amber alert, is that you? Is that me?
That's you.
That's me. That's me. You think somebody's getting me?
I don't know.
Golly.
I had one. There was another one that popped about an hour ago.
It's the same one.
Hmm.
Hartsville.
Yep.
Yeah, look at that. It's the double Amber alert for the same one.
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah, I didn't get it on mine yet.
Me either. And so I wondered if the other ones were about to go off.
Yep. Yeah, if you guys get those Amber Alerts, definitely pay attention to those. Those could save a life.
Yeah. I guess they got him.
Nice.
Yeah. Update, great news. Thanks to the quick work of so many. Delete child's name has been located in Trousdale County and is safe.
Yep. Good news.
Good news. So that just goes exactly to what you're saying. They do work.
Mm-hmm.
Because it literally just worked.
Well, that's good.
Ryan, yeah, you like to say, I'm spreading the positivity this morning.
Good deeds, Ryan, today.
Good vibes. Amber alert paid off. Also, I showed that I left my alerts on for the Amber alert. And I went out there and won at Fall Guys for a small child. His bean, his little character there didn't even have any. It was just blank.
Oh, just...
Yeah, like they didn't even decorate it.
That's cool.
Yeah, so that was probably the that was probably the nicest thing I've ever done in video games.
Mm-hmm.
There was something I definitely felt like it was my moment. It was my Jordan moment. When he handed me the controller, I was always going to win. Which we win a lot at Fall Guys.
Yeah.
Like I'm confident I was always going to win though. Because here's the thing, you can't take that controller and then lose.
Mm-hmm.
I also think that I will sell that job now because of that.
Right.
Because I'm pretty much Iron Man.
Now, what if you die in the first wave?
And then I set it down. I don't say a word, and I just walk out. I just leave the house, and I don't say bye. I don't apologize. I just set the controller down and leave. Because you only had one shot at it. You can't let me run it back.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm at work.
And that's so, when you have to, okay, hold on. Let me take the bag off. Okay, let me sit down. Take the shoes off.
Yeah, you can't get comfortable like that. Yeah. You guys got a water or something? You can't do all that. So you got one shot at it. I was real casual though. I was like, you know, I can give it a try, see what happens. But I was always going to win. And I made it to the final rounds and I dominated everybody.
Mm.
I mean, dominated their faces. So, and the kid had the controller in his hand when the win happened.
That's awesome.
He was dancing, jumping. Again, might have been a grown man. I don't know.
And it's in it for him, even though he really didn't play to win, he still in his.
So here's this is what I equated to. I used to go fishing with my grandfather and I would never catch anything because I didn't know what I was doing. But he would get a fish on the line and then he would tell me to hold his pole.
Mm.
And then I would reel it in. So I really didn't catch that fish, but in my mind as that kid, I caught all those fish.
Yeah.
So that kid will go to preschool or 12th grade and tell everybody like, "Hey, I won."
Mm-hmm.
I did it. I'll be left out of the story.
Yeah.
His knight in shining armor won't even be a part of the story.
No, if you happen to go back over there for work, he's going to be like, "Hey, do you want to play again?"
And it'll have to be a hard no, because when you have to go out on top of your game,
mm-hmm.
you have to. You can't, you know, you can't come back and put the 45 jersey on and hope to be as good.
Right.
So you just have to be done. So that's it for me. It was a one and done. I should have spiked the controller after I did it. Just shattered it. Not even handed it to him. Not even let him get the win. Just shattered it after I won. But it was good. It was heartwarming, I guess. You know, my emotions are still pretty broken, but it was good. You know, he had fun.
Yep. Or you just didn't give it back to him. Just won. And then as soon as you win, just drop the controller and turn around and walk off.
Yeah, just mic drop with the controller.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking about just quitting and just offering my services where I just go around and win one match of Fall Guys for your child and then leave.
How much would you charge?
Mm.
$20. So, $25.
I would do $25. There's no guarantee of a win. One match. For $53, I'll guarantee you a win.
For $53, just...
I'll spend the night if I have to. We'll get an air mattress out here. Like, I won't leave. For $53, I will stay until the win happens. That's how confident I am that we could get it within a reasonable amount of time. But you have to feed me. Like, if I'm there an extended period of time, mm-hmm. I do three meals.
Mm-hmm.
I require at least water. I don't want tap. I'll do the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want refrigerator water because I don't want to use your cups.
Right.
So you got to have a case of water. I'll do Deer Park. It doesn't have to be fancy.
Mm-hmm. Boss water, whatever.
Yeah. Like the Fiji.
Yeah.
Be an asshole and request like a, what do they call the list when you're like a rock star?
Riders.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a rider
list. Oh, no. That means you have you're already listing your rider.
Yeah. Yeah. So I could get that.
You can get a rider made.
Yeah. $53. Guarantee you a win. $25. I'll take a stab at it. Maybe you get a deal. Maybe you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I'll play on any system, any platform.
Ooh.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be PlayStation. Now, I will say that if he wasn't on PlayStation, I don't get that win.
Mm.
It only happened because he was on PlayStation.
Because have you played Fall Guys on Xbox?
No, I've never even played it on Xbox.
So you wouldn't even know the controller
map. It would have messed me up. Yeah. Just the hand feel would have been too much for me to overcome.
Yeah.
But yeah, shout out to me.
I know. Good job.
Yeah. Just spreading joy out there.
I know.
Which is good because I only played that, and that whole thing took like 6 minutes. And then I played Hogwarts last night. It's the only two games I played the entire week.
Yeah, I saw you on Hogwarts last night.
Yes, it was good. I ran through some mission stuff. I was starting to wonder if I'm done with that game.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a really good time last night. I thought, friend of the show, Marshall 205, just got back into town after a 214-day vacation.
I know, he sent us a picture of him. He looks completely different.
Dude, he's went to Universal Studio. I'll just put his business out there because I don't care. He's not on here to stop me.
Mm-hmm.
He went to Universal for, I guess, 15 days, 14 nights. He's been gone forever. I don't even know how much there is to do in a theme park like that.
I think a whole system just released after a while he was gone.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. He was gone like PS4 to PS5 span.
I know.
I can't imagine being on vacation that long. You wouldn't even be able to be around me if I was on vacation that long. I would be so miserable that long away from my home. Like, I get pretty unbearable after about 3 days. A week, I'm no fun to be around. And I can't imagine being gone for 22 days.
I know. And he didn't even take a system or nothing.
He didn't bring anything.
I know. He has a quest, didn't take it.
Nothing. I would have drove down with a quest on my head.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like the... I don't know. I can't be away.
Could you imagine driving on the streets and that's a quest? One of those self-autonomous cars driving and he's got a quest and the person's got a quest on it. They're just lightsabering it up.
Yeah, that's fine. Dude, you're in a Tesla and you're just beat sabering it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Would you be terrified?
Yes.
If you looked over and
I would be, oh man, that's fucking awesome. Then I'd like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, you look over, I'm just playing Saints and Sinner doing 65 on the interstate.
I need to get away in front of this guy.
Yeah, or behind. Maybe behind and get the camera rolling.
No, because they could stop traffic up.
Could.
If it's an accident.
Yeah, he didn't bring anything. I mean, I would argue that he doesn't even really care about video games if he's gone that long and didn't bring even a Switch.
I know.
I don't know how anyone travels that owns a Switch and doesn't bring it just in case.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going away this coming up week for a couple of days. I'm taking it just in case.
If there's a long lunch, maybe I'll bring a Switch just in case. Like, mm-hmm. If I'm taking an extended lunch, I might bring it.
Yeah.
So what if you get stuck somewhere with nothing to do? What if it rained, just poured buckets the whole time you were there?
Oh, that would suck.
Just going to sit and just sit and imagine what it'd be like to play a game?
Mm-hmm.
He's got so much money, though. He'd probably just go to the store and buy one.
Oh, yeah. He probably left them there at the hotel or whatever he said. Yeah. Well, no, he probably stayed at a condo or a mansion.
They're for sure Airbnb, the biggest house they could find, and just left everything inside of it.
Bought all like matching switches and then left it there.
Yeah, that's probably what happened. It's probably exactly what happened.
Probably even bought a golf cart just so they drive around. Just left that also.
Instead of renting a car, they just bought one there. They're there and just left it.
Yeah, we don't need it.
That was just a vacation car.
Yeah,
man, it's so fiscally irresponsible.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be that reckless if you just had, like, billions?
No, not like that.
Yeah, because you're a tight ass.
I'm not a tight ass.
I don't think that's the word I wanted to use, but it's what came out. Yeah, you are, though. You're the cheapest person I know.
No, I'm not. I'm about to spend a whole bunch of money getting my house fixed.
That's a necessity.
Yeah. You know, I'm about to spend a whole bunch of money on these Legos that are made the 4th sales.
Yeah, that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't bought any Lego in forever.
Same.
I'm still weak to the minifigs. I'll pick up one of the little blind bags when I'm out.
There's some of the new ones that are coming I want bad.
Yeah.
I want the Robin Hood ones.
What did I get? Pull up the current. Let's pull up the current series.
Is it the Disney one, right?
No, not the Disney one. I don't like the themed ones that much. I just like the regular ones.
I think it's the Disney.
Well, it could be last ones. The ones that they're still in the store. I just got one the other day. Share that screen. I think if I see it all.
So this one, 23. The boat captain.
I got the popcorn guy.
Yeah. See, I like the popcorn guy.
Oh, boat captain gets me about half erect.
Boat captain. The elf with the little.
Yeah, that's cute.
And then the toy soldier dude.
Turkey ain't bad either. And the snowman looks legit.
Yeah, I like the snowman.
His head looks so good.
Actually, I like most of these.
I don't like the robot that you're on now.
Yeah, I don't like the robot.
I don't like the knight in the back, which you probably have a soft spot for.
No, not the knight. The two, the wolf and the dragon, no. The reindeer, like no. The princess, no.
Yeah, agreed. That bow captain, though, it's so silly.
Mm-hmm. Now, this one is the one that's got, let me see if I can find a better picture of that one. That one there, this is the super expensive one.
The baby astronaut.
Yeah, I want that one, but it's so hard to find.
What would you pay for it?
I'd probably spend $15, $20 on it right now because that one's going to be like $100 soon.
It's adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like the minifigures. I just have so many of them.
Yeah, I don't want all of them. I just want to collect certain ones. That's it.
Oh, yeah, I don't like those.
And then... Twenty-four, I think it is. Is the newest ones? No.
24 is the that's the current.
Yeah.
Is it out?
Yeah, that one's out. Oh yeah, this one's the new one coming.
Those are the new Disney ones. They don't do anything for me, not because I don't get into the Disney stuff. I feel like you have to go all the way into it.
Okay, so I like him, the Mariachi guy.
That's from Encanto.
Yeah, well, maybe. I was born on May 5th, so it's Cinco de Mayo. So that's birthday. But these two back here, I want. The Robin Hood and the King. Because that's my favorite, like, cartoon.
What about Jiminy Cricket? He looks legit as hell.
Yeah, Jiminy Cricket looks good. I mean, Pinocchio looks bad. Doesn't look bad. He's got the little cool fish.
Also, Baymax looks good back there, too. The white one next to Maleficent.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna be real with you. I don't know who some of these people are.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you.
That's what's her face, Dalmatians there in front.
Oh yeah, with the hair, I could see that.
The bad lady, Cruella De Vil.
I like that. I don't know what that one's from, but he's got a little Mexican mariachi hat on too.
It's the same thing, I think. Maybe I said Encanto, but maybe that's not what that is. It's the other one. Disney people don't come at me.
Yeah, I don't know. So we're looking at Lego minifigures series 25 right now.
Pocahontas in the front right. Who's the king in the back?
I don't know.
Who's in front of him? Who is to the left of him?
Yeah, I don't know.
Who's the pink princess? Who's the green princess? Is that the Toad princess, whatever that's called, frog princess.
Maybe. I don't know. She's got like a leaf. Maybe that's maybe she's a fairy. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm out of touch with Disney. Now, the Robin Hoods do look good. I have a problem, though, when they deviate from the standard Lego head.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important. That's why I like the boat ship and see like Carrot right there.
Yeah.
I like all those. I would rather them be like silly than put a real face on them. I don't like a real face.
I like the koala bear on that one.
Because when you get a real face, to me, you turn into like Mega Bloks.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not a bad thing. I don't have an issue with Mega Bloks. They're not Lego.
Yeah.
But they're fine. Like, I'm not here to bring heat on Mega Block. That boat captain. Mm-hmm. I would almost just buy the boat captain.
Yeah, I'm going to have to wait till they do another Lego convention in Nashville. I think they got one in September coming.
Is it the Wilson County, like their other one?
Lebanon, yeah. I'll probably go to that one and get a couple of the minifigures. They used to do trades. I'll take some of the other ones I have and maybe go down there and trade some away. Because they'll let you trade. Like, you can trade like a $7 one for an $8 one. Just have to pay a dollar.
All right, here's on eBay. It's series 22, 23, 24, and the Disney 100 collectible. And you can just choose your character.
Mm.
So
someone went out there and has basically a bunch of those.
So here's your brown astronaut with blue space boy for $14.88.
Ooh.
So that's right on the mark for what you're willing to pay. That's not a bad deal.
No, but I bet you he could if you buy more than one like figure, they'll drop the prices down.
I'm trying to see. The boat captain's $8. That costs $5 to buy a pack in the store.
That's actually not bad to guarantee a boat captain.
$8.
Yeah. Is it the same guy?
Yeah.
So I bet you can get the boat captain, the baby, or like whatever other ones you're looking for.
Oh, he does cut you a deal when you buy like multiples of the same. Buy two, like the boat captain's $8. But if you buy two, it's $7.75 a piece.
Saving 50 cents.
But I wouldn't be buying two of the same.
Yeah.
So that's a little.
Unless we both wanted the same thing you bought, like you bought.
Yeah.
I didn't know they had a chili. Do you know the chili pepper dude? I've never seen Chili Pepper Guy.
I think I may have Chili Pepper Guy.
Series 22.
Yeah, I think I may have him. I'm trying to see. What do you think is the most expensive? You think it is the...
Yeah, right. As the more recent ones, it's the...
He has the Warrior. Warrior Orc is higher than your Space Baby.
Yeah, the Warrior Orc is, I think, in he the has teens.
19.
Yeah, I think it was like 17 or 18. That one's pretty expensive.
Falconeer Knight is 15 as well. $14.69. You can buy all of Series 24 for $102. The Knight of the Yellow Castle costume. He has that one at 17. Series 23 for $110. Chili Costume Girl is $13. Pink Alien's $15. I have the Raccoon suit. I like that one too. It comes with a trash can. Snow Warrior Guardian with a Husky is $15. I assume people are buying that for the Husky.
Yeah.
Jack Skellington is $27.
Ooh.
The Disney set, which is insanity.
I know the police officer was.
Huey, Dewey, and Louie are expensive too.
Yeah, one was really expensive at one time.
Because he comes with a little Lego set.
Yeah, and people.
That's a block that you can only get.
Yeah, and people couldn't find them. They were selling them for a pretty.
He has like Jack and Sally together, Elsa and Anna together. Like he also has them paired up.
Yeah, this guy's selling them for $52, that policeman.
Fozzie Bear's $22. $20. Beaker's $23. Kermit's $19.
I didn't want any of the Muppets.
You don't want any of the Muppets?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I'm not a Muppet guy.
Yeah, I looked at the Muppets and I just...
Peter Pan.
Maybe Fozzie, but nothing to where Lee...
Peter Pan's 19 and Tinkerbell's 23. There's a lot of hot ones.
Mm-hmm.
That boat captain, though, dog.
Yeah, I think I'm going to wait till they come to Lebanon at the Lebanon Convention Center that I'm going to... buy those.
Ferry ship captain is actually what he's called for those that ferry ship boat captain. This guy's insane. So on this one, he just keeps updating and adding more characters to it. He has sold 682
minifigures.
Uh-huh.
Damn. I bet you he works at like a Walmart or a Target, gets them and just buys the box on discount.
And then just puts them up and waits for them to sell.
He just opens them up and... Or he feels... Well, I know some of the earlier packs you could do is on the bottom of the pack. There's like little dots just for... It's supposed to be people that are blind, Braille. Yeah. And it would tell you what was in the pack. And you can go off of that.
You also used to be able to...
Feel for them.
Feel them. And now they're a little sneaky. They'll put them in sometimes in little pieces of plastic inserts in there. Mm-hmm. And not always, but it's harder to feel now.
Yeah.
Because I'll scoop up something. Like I thought the popcorn was boat captain by the feel. Because I felt the long rectangle and it was the popcorn.
Still not a bad pickup.
No, I like the popcorn.
Yeah.
But I like the boat captain better.
Mm-hmm.
I would do a wall of minifigures.
Yeah, I got a I got a couple of minifigure displays I can put up to, for those.
I think I have like five or six of those, but they're all full. If you hit it big, would you get all of them, all the series?
No.
You wouldn't, you don't have a desire to have all of them.
Mm-hmm. No, there's other ones I would probably go after, other stuff. Yeah. Like I'm still missing like three of the Lego Dimensions sets.
Yeah. What do you not have there?
I'd have to go back and look. I don't know.
Gotcha.
It'd be just some ones I really don't care, like the Powerpuff Girl or something like that.
Now, I've been debating just letting all my Skylanders.
I think you
and
should.
You think I should?
Yeah.
Just let it go.
Start narrowing down your collection.
Let me tell you what I struggle with, though. Is let's say in a perfect world, I sell all my Skylander stuff for $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
Could I have held on to that and sold it for $10,000?
Or could you sold it for $500?
I don't think it ever goes less than what it is right now. Because you're still pretty close to the time when it came out.
Mm-hmm.
So I would argue that now is its lowest point. Is it an investment? Is it stocks? Do you have to just hang on to them?
Right.
Or do I take the net? Because I would make money if I sold them now from what I paid for them. But should I just wait?
I say go with it now.
Because, you know, they went on clearance hard, and I hit up Toys R Us constantly getting mm-hmm. them cheap. But should I just wait?
Right, because I think you're going to get to the point to where you cannot play them.
But I don't know that it won't matter for collectors at all.
Right, that's where the collecting thing where people are going to want. So, yeah.
But those toys to life take up too much room.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. That's if you're trying to... If you know you're going to sell them, I'm just going to drop them now and start clearing out your...
But then it's done. It's over.
Or sell your homie, sell some of the other turtles, some of the other stuff and leave those behind. Okay, I'll sell these, but I'm going to wait till I get rid of all this other stuff first.
If I can find my homies, I'm going to... Friend of the show, Garrett, reached out.
Yes.
If I can find my homies, I'm going to sell them to Garrett. I would rather him have them than anybody. But I don't... It's weird, right? I don't care about the Skylanders, but I'm like, when they're gone, they're gone. I would never buy them again.
Right.
And do I need the $2,000 so bad that I would just let them go right now?
I'm putting it out there. I'm tweeting this question right now to the world.
What about Amiibo?
No, Amiibo's still selling right now. People are still buying Amiibo. You can still go to the store and buy Amiibos. I was in Target and I've seen a couple Amiibos there.
I think the problem is, though, you like equate them to like Lego. Like, you could let Lego go a couple years after they're done and make a healthy profit.
Sometimes you can.
But I think if you hold these Skylanders, what might be $2,000 now, I think in 5 years you get $5,000 for.
Possibly.
And then if you hold them even longer and let the kids, this is the key, the kids who played Skylanders when they were young, let them get 19, 20, some cash in the pocket,
mm-hmm.
I think you sell that same group for $7,000, $8,000.
Now, do you have them stored in a good spot? Are they all together, nice and neat?
Yeah. They're not free of air, though. I mean, they're not packed away in like totes.
You need some of them silico packs and...
Yeah, they're on a shelf like what you have behind you, but they're all, you know, you take a pack and you set one down straight and you put the other one on top of it, so it makes a nice little square. Yeah, they're all packed in a shelf like that. They're not even viewable. But, you know, I grab them, I'm scanning them individually, and it's like, this one's worth $30, this one's worth $12, this one's worth, you know, whatever, $16. But then the lots are where the money's at. People just throw everything Skylanders they've ever had in one lot and sell it for...
Go market it. Like, go through real quick, look at your Skylanders, okay, and then 6 months, see how much they go up. If they go up, and just say, okay, if they go up 20% in 6 months, then I'll sell them off.
I think my problem is...
I won't sell them, but if they only go up 5%, then I'll sell them.
And I want to say this. I don't want to come off like a dick.
Mm-hmm.
Like a douche. Financially, I'm not well off, but I'm stable.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, the money, I have less of attachment to the money than I would the Skylanders, even though I don't care about the Skylanders.
Right.
Like, I'm just going to put that money in the bank. And I mean, there's things I need to do with the house and things like that, but it's just going to go.
But you're clearing up room. You're slowly getting rid of stuff. Though.
You know what I'm getting into? I'm a little more into like antiques right now.
Right. Cause you bought that. What was it you bought?
I bought that old TV.
You bought the old TV you showed me, but even before that, you bought something old too.
I've been buying
popcorn machine or a typewriter or something. You bought something.
No, I want a typewriter. I bought this sweet old metal box. It's like, it was an old filing cabinet thing, but it's really old. It's neat. I want a typewriter really bad.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have one for sale right now on eBay if you're looking for it, but it's one of the electronic. It's a Brother SX4000. It's not really what I want. I want an old one.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm definitely into that stuff more.
Well, see, that's why you downsize your older collection, get rid of some of the PlayStation.
Did I tell you? Discounts. Did I show you the TV?
Yeah, you showed me the TV.
Yeah, the TV's badass.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think that stuff appeals to me. I really want a payphone. I really want a payphone for the wall. You're thinking of the time card machine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I bought that. It's really not that old, but it's cool. I have that old slot machine. I have the old pachinko machine. I like old electronics and old, like, I like the, whatever they call, like, the retro futuristic stuff.
Yeah, no, it was the thing that you said you got, but you're going to get it, fix it, and give it to your dad.
That was the pachinko machine.
Okay, pachinko. That's what. Okay, yeah. That was the thing I was thinking of.
Still, my plan is to give that to him eventually. He has too much stuff too, though, so he doesn't have room for it. But I think he would enjoy it more than I will.
Yeah.
And I got it for $10 or something. Saved it from the trash. It might have even been free. I can't remember, but it's just I got that thing back to its glory though. I lubed it up good.
Mm-hmm.
Took all the plastic off, cleaned it, waxed it with some, wax that gives it that nice smooth coating. And then I didn't get all the metal off, but I did get it off, hit it with the vinegar and the quad zero, whatever, steel wool. I have mixed, mixed feelings about restoring things. Like with the pachinko machine, I wanted it to look nice and I was going to give it to him.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't need to be perfect, but I wanted it to look nice. But like with that TV I got, I wouldn't do a thing to it.
Right. Just leave it as is.
Just leave it as is. the scuffs, the little missing parts, those are just character. That's the life that thing went through.
Right.
So I've been debating just, I look at something, I go down a rabbit hole. I've got that NES Sharp television combo, and I'm like, maybe I should just get rid of that. It takes up so much space. And it's not really a functional CRT because it doesn't have any other hookups on it.
Right.
CRTs are going up in price too.
Mm-hmm.
Because that retro scene, for not just games, but also for VHS and stuff like that.
Right.
They just look better. So I don't know. Maybe get rid of everything.
No, not everything. Just slowly clear out stuff that doesn't mean as much to you as others.
Best case scenario for me. Best case scenario is someone just made me an offer on everything I owned. That somehow is better than me piecing it out, because that's when it starts to hurt my heart.
Well, so now that's when you lot it out. Okay, here's all my turtles. Come somewhere.
But if somebody just came in and said, I will give you $40,000 for every thing you own. Not like the stuff I've collected.
But people don't know what you have. I mean, there's
That's no. That's it. It's a gamble.
Yeah.
Then I would just let it go.
You can have one of them little toy collectors. You put it on there, and a toy collector shows up to your house, and what they'll do is they'll just piece it out.
You know what I'll do? Just price everything too high so nothing sells.
Right.
That's a classic move when you don't want to sell something. Overprice everything.
Yeah, someone offer $40,000. You're like, I really want $50.
Yeah, because $40 is absurd, but $50 won't happen, so I don't have to get rid of anything.
Right.
It's not a bad move.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's other things. Like, I want to, like, all my old basketball cards.
Yeah.
I let them go immediately.
Mm.
Like, I don't care about them.
Just basketball? You'll keep your football and baseball?
I don't have any old baseball, and I really don't have any old football anymore.
Damn, you got rid of Yeah. Oh, you only had the newer football stuff.
Yeah, I only had newer football stuff. I just kept the. I did get rid. I donated all my newer football stuff that wasn't like a insert or a autograph or memorabilia card.
You donated it?
I just donated them all. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, trying to get rid of stuff. But yeah, I would let all the old, like I have tons of like Kobe and Iverson rookie cards. Let it all go.
For how much?
Whatever it's worth.
Oh, you'd have to price it?
Yeah, I would price it.
I would say I'll give you $100 and you can have it.
No, because I know I've got a card. It's worth $100 in there. From where I've
got. See, there you go. You know, you're pricing it.
Yeah. No, I would let it go like for what it's worth. I'm not trying to get. I don't want you to take.
Did you say I'll just let it go? I mean.
Yeah, I would let it go for what it's worth. Put it on eBay. I would pull, here's what I would do. I would pull out the cards that are high value, and then I would sell just everything else together. You could just have all the rest for the price. Once I pulled out the ones that are, like there's a card I think that's $100. There's a couple that are like 50 and 60.
Mm-hmm.
I would just pull out some of those, and then I would sell everything else together.
Gotcha.
It gets mostly just the Kobe stuff.
Kobe.
And I would keep one card. You know what that card is?
Mm-hmm.
Scottie Pippen's rookie card. Let me tell you why I would keep it. Because I wanted it so bad.
Mm-hmm.
As a kid, right, the Bulls, they were everything. And there was no way I was ever going to get a Jordan rookie.
Right.
But there was this place in Clarksville in the old Two Rivers Mall. There was a card shop.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to go down there on my lunch breaks with my dad because I would go to work with my dad. And they had sealed packs of the 1988 Fleer with the gum in the back. And they were like $2.50 a piece. And every time I go to work with, that's what the pack I would pick because I was chasing the Scottie Pippen rookie card. And I got it. So I pulled that out of a pack with my dad. My dad bought that for me when I was a kid. I pulled it out of the pack and I will keep it. It's not really worth much.
Right.
It's not the point though. I have that card in the garage.
I have that one and this one. I have this, the Pippen.
Yeah. Doesn't that card look good?
Mm-hmm. I have.
He's doing the layup.
Three of these. I have the three in the middle.
It's a 1988 Fleer Scottie Pippen rookie if you're looking for it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll pull it up. Again, not a super rare card.
Right.
It's just that one to me takes up little to no space and it's kind of special to me because I wanted it so bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I would keep that one.
I've got that one.
That one's pretty cool too. I really still love cards, but it's too much stuff, man.
Yeah, I have a huge, huge card collection downstairs. I don't want to get rid of them. There's some pieces, some sets I would get rid of. Like I have a bunch of Marvel cards. I would get rid of some of those, some DC cards and some other. I think I have some Tales from the Crypt cards and other stuff like that.
And you wouldn't get rid of any of it?
No, I would get rid of a lot of that. But the sports ones, I wouldn't. I'd get rid of all my hockey cards. But I keep my baseball, basketball, football.
Why are you holding on to them?
Just haven't gone through them to get them out to sell them.
See, this is the Skylanders thing all over again.
No, see, you're debating on that. I just have to go down there and grab them. I would go down there right now. And if I said, okay, I'm going to grab these, I'm going to list them and sell them, I would go do it.
Why won't you?
Because I have other things to do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
I got other things to do. I got to pack up. I got some cleaning up to do before I move.
What did you play this week?
I played Horizon.
Like 162 hours of Horizon.
Yeah, it was all Horizon this week.
Yeah, so you could have done it during that time.
Oh, I could have.
Are you almost finished with that?
I'm hoping. I don't feel like I am. I've done the where I'm 100% completion, so I'm running around trying to grab. The metal flowers, I got the unlock to do those. So I'm running around grabbing metal flowers, going up, cleaning, doing all the getting all the collectible stuff.
Yeah. Are you still enjoying it?
I am. I'm glad I'm done with the arena or the football. I mean, not the football stuff, the training set things. We have to train how to do all the moves. Yeah. I'm done with all that now. So I need to do that.
Is that a PlayStation rug?
Yeah.
Oh, that's legit. Is it a controller?
Yeah. PlayStation 4 controller.
You've been having that?
Oh, yeah, for years.
Never noticed it.
Yeah, I've never angled my camera down to where you see it.
Yeah, because what it is, the symbols are like lit up, reflective looking.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah. Yeah, that looks good. You're in like an executive chair.
Yeah.
You're like a big ass.
Yeah, my squeaky chair.
It's so squeaky.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a CEO chair.
Yeah.
Does that have the lumbar support?
It does.
Yeah. Executive chair.
Padded arms.
You know what I'm in? I'm in like a kitchen table chair. Solid wood. No padding. Mm. 90 degree. Just a hard bend.
Just butt hurting.
Ass numb when I get up from the show.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah, only way I like it. Because here's, I argue, if you're too comfortable, though, it's going to come across. You got to be somewhat on, you know, ready.
Right.
I'm like the, I'm the running back on the sidelines on the bike. Just keeping it fresh.
Mm-hmm.
You're like in the stands, kick back.
Yeah, just chilling.
Yeah, just chilling.
I mean, it was a $300 chair I got for like $80.
Yeah. Now, what's this little red box over your left shoulder? It looks like a Venus flytrap.
Oh, no, that is...
Below it, below it.
Oh, no. This?
Yes.
Oh, that's for my injections.
Oh, that's a medical thing.
Yeah.
That looks like a Venus flytrap.
Yeah, I have to get injections for my eczema on my hand.
You take them in your hand?
No, yeah, they go into your stomach.
Oh, I was like, my God, how much does a hand shot hurt?
Mm-hmm.
And no, what's the thing above it?
It stores it. So it stores the injection things inside of it.
Oh, you got like a whole medical setup here.
Well, they sent the other one because they thought the other one was full, but it's not.
You got a bunch of skill batteries.
Yeah, that was for
Black and Decker.
Black and Decker, yeah. That was when I was weed eating, and as I was charging them all up.
Yeah, now you just, we got, that's the move. It's like controllers. You got to keep one on the charge while you're,
mm-hmm.
So while you're out, so living your best life.
I have four of them over here.
Yeah.
And I have one being used.
So you have five batteries total.
Yeah. I've got all kinds of stuff. I got an iPad over here.
You just have junk everywhere. This is how my house looks, but it's not okay with me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because every room looks like this.
Right. You want to describe anything else for the viewers while we're here?
Just, I'll try. I'll give people your address. They can scoop it up. It's too much for me. So you keep all your filth to one room.
No. I'm trying to organize stuff. I'm going through stuff, bringing it out.
But I came to your living room and it looked like a normal living room.
Yeah.
See, you can tell I have an issue when you walk in.
Oh, no, I've been in your living room and.
But if you take time and you look around, you start to see stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't belong out there. But I just found a flat spot to put it in. I found a shelf to tuck it away in.
Yeah, see, I don't have a lot of power outlets downstairs. I have two power outlets downstairs, so I have to charge everything up there because the washer and dryer, or the washer's plugged into one and the dryer's plugged into the other. But then all the other outlets that are downstairs are messed up. So I have to have an electrician fix all that.
Yeah, so you can see like all my video game stuff everywhere in the living room, but then also like that TV I bought is just on a shelf in there.
Now granted, when I came over, you were just moving and slowly setting it up. So
yeah,
you didn't really have the living
room. I hadn't moved it yet.
Yeah. No, you had the couch and the stuff in there, but your video game stuff wasn't in there.
It looks like it's fine. It's like you wouldn't judge me if you came in there. But if you spent some time in there and you looked around, you'd start to notice, oh, there's a box of cards right there. There's the TV right there. There's a fucking aim gun for a PS3 in here for no reason. You would start to notice things like that.
Yeah.
Oh, there's four different headsets that no longer work that he still hasn't gotten rid of.
Oh, you probably, if you stayed in there and looked around, you would have noticed some stuff too.
Yeah. I didn't notice anything.
The PlayStation 5 was behind the TV. The VR controller, the VR stuff was behind the TV.
Yeah, see, you have it hidden. Mine's just out there. I just let my people view my filth. And then my bedroom is the same thing. It's shit everywhere. Spare bedroom looks like your room here. Except for I have those bookcases on two walls like that.
Mm.
And yours is organized. Mine is Tetris. Like, I have every gap is something shoved in it.
Oh, no. If you really look at it, it's really, it's just.
I would trade you that for what mine is.
The one right here, the space thing, there's a bunch of junk right behind now. So that one's sitting here to hide the junk.
Yeah. Mine is shoved like every inch. Like you can't even put a piece of paper in any gap. I've maximized everything.
And then a lot of the ones over there, they're set there, like pushed out. There's all junk. There's stuff behind it.
I have an underrated skill that I can take a pile of junk and make it a smaller pile of junk without getting rid of anything. I am so good at organizing things I don't want to get rid of because I will figure it out to not get rid of it.
Oh, yeah.
To use every inch. We've talked about it before, but I have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a problem.
All right. So let's go over to the news real quick.
Yep.
All right. Really quick. PlayStation has announced Humanity, the game, will be day one. That's something you said you were kind of interested in at one time.
What is it now?
Humanity.
Let me see. Is that the monkey one?
No, it's the...
What's that called? Oh, yeah. That game looks cool.
Yeah. So it's going to be day one release.
On?
PlayStation. Plus.
Plus. The regular PS Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the one with the dog on the trailer. Yeah, I like that it's a... So that's for the regular tier, the essentials. I like that. That's exciting.
Mm-hmm. All right, another one. Firewall Ultra.
Game's going to be excellent.
Yep.
I don't want it to be exclusive, but I already know it's going to be.
And it's going to be on VR too.
Yeah, it's going to be excellent because Firewall was excellent.
They're showing a quick...
But do I want to play that game so bad that I spent $600 to play it?
Right.
Now, here's what I'm thinking, though. They'll do a Firewall bundle.
Mm, true.
And I could see them making it cheaper because VR is not doing well.
Yeah.
PSVR, excuse me.
All right. Staying on the VR train. Did you see the VR Mega Ramp? The VR Skater.
That seems like a great way to throw up. Yeah. Let me tell you, movement when you're not actually moving is intense.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you, over those jumps, you feel butterflies. I would play it if it's cheap just to see how bad it got me. I like to push my VR limits.
Right. Just that right there, I don't think I could handle that.
But games that just walk you when you're standing still are rough.
Yeah.
Now, that may be a little more acceptable because on a skateboard, you are standing still-ish as it moves. But, like, there's a... On VR Worlds, there's like one where you ride the luge down there. And when I went up over a hill and got airborne, I felt butterflies in my belly.
Mm.
So, it's hard to say. Right. I would try it if it was cheap.
Then this one. PlayStation has welcomed Firewalk Studios to the PlayStation Studios family.
Yeah, I think this got leaked before.
Yeah.
This is the official announcement.
Yeah, so they announced it. So... They announce probably Monsters and Firewalk in 2021. So this game is they've worked with a bunch of multiplayer games like Halo and Call of Duty and stuff like that.
I mean, I think PlayStation's put up a lot of announcements on hold while Microsoft sorts out the Activision Blizzard. Mm-hmm.
See, really, it's just they announced a partnership for a new and original multiplayer IP.
Oh, yeah. They're just a publishing partnership.
Yeah.
With probably Monsters and Firewalk Studios. I mean, I think multiplayer is right? That's the area where Sony for sure doesn't have.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they make excellent first person or third person action games.
Yeah, pulled their website, but they didn't really have anything. Just basically talking about the announcement.
Yeah, that's what everything on there is about.
Okay, then had this one. Oh, no, it's the same thing. Firewall.
See, that says, if you read that one, though, it says they're acquiring them. To acquire. Those stories are very different.
Mm-hmm.
One says a publishing partnership, and that one says acquisition.
Yeah, it says, has entered an agreement with probably Monsters to acquire Firewalk Studios. Firewalk will collaborate alongside world-class development teams, including Bungie and Haven Interactive Studios, to define a new generation of live service experience for PlayStation games.
Yeah, Haven's that weird Jade Raymond thing that they bought before they ever made a game.
Mm. Yeah, so they've worked on Call of Duty, Destiny, Apex Legends, Halo, and others.
What's crazy is that they own Bungie.
Yeah.
Sony does. Like, they're setting themselves up to be able to do something in the multiplayer sphere.
I think they were trying to come up with something maybe to compete with if they do lose Call of Duty in a couple years.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, this studio's not going to have a game ready next year. It's going to be 3, 4, 5 years down the road.
They won't lose Call of Duty, though.
Yeah. All right. Now, I'm going to switch back to Lego. I want to show you on the ideas.
God damn, that's good.
Yeah.
The hot dog. It's not going to make it, though, huh?
It's got 401 days left. It possibly could. It
takes 10,000, though?
Yeah, 10,000.
They're at 480. Listen, if you care about me at all, go to Lego ideas.lego.com, search for hot dog van,
mm-hmm.
and give that thing a support. Because I love a food truck. That Pixar light is cool, too.
Yep. Let me go down. Shit. Where's the other one? Small boat.
That shrimp boat gets me about half a wreck,
too. I like this one. The A-Team.
Oh, that's good, too. I wouldn't buy it, but that's good. Dan would buy that. Soft Dan.
I would buy it.
Yeah.
The airport's legit.
Looks like McDonald arches, though. Tesla Center.
Mm-hmm. They have the truck. Someone made a Tesla truck.
Cybertruck. The Kraken Sushi Bar.
Interesting,
yeah.
Yeah, we haven't been on here, so I just want to run through it real quick. And I think we have too many of these mission machines.
Well, I think the problem is that Mega Bloks has the Scooby-Doo line, I think.
Yeah. Aztec Sunstone. There's the Hot Dog Van.
Do they make everything that gets funded?
That gets to 10,000? No, so if you get 10,000 votes... you put up on a list, and then they send it out there to see which ones they would like.
Hey, Hot Dog Van is a staff pick.
Yeah, so the staff is wanting this one.
The staff wants it. I want it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a food truck.
Yeah.
They should do a food truck series, like a sets. There are different food trucks.
Come on. There we go. Look, there's the back of it.
It's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool.
It is. We're a fan.
Yep.
Playable arcade game. Now, the arcade one's interesting because the Pac-Man, Lego is releasing a Pac-Man arcade machine later this year that will be playable like the Nintendo NES game. The NES was. There's a few others. I just wanted to show you those couple ones real quick because we haven't been on there in a little while. To look.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. That's all I have.
Yeah, that's all I have too. Well, if you'd like to support us, head us over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Follow us on our socials @game_Stitch. I did tweet out something just now from there. Follow me @HuffinShow, and then you'll see Brian's on there too if you want to answer to him if he should sell his collection or not.
All right.
That was episode 536. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.